Weather, of course, on the minds of everybody this morning. And for that, we talk now to Tony Ann Sweeney, meteorologist with the National Weather Service Office in Buffalo. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Tony. Lake effect snow. We talk about it so frequently, so often it's targeted to the so-called ski country. But today, it's most certainly targeting Buffalo right now. When will this lake effect snow event begin for the city of Buffalo?
Well, we have lake effect snow warnings currently up for most of western New York, advisories up for Niagara and Orleans counties, but most notably the lake effect snow warning runs from 1 p.m. this afternoon into tonight for northern Erie and Genesee counties, and this does include the Buffalo metro area. What we expect to have happen is a band of heavy lake effect snow should set up this afternoon before moving south of the metro area by tonight.
All right, so now with that, of course, there's a certain level of certainty, right? When you switch from a snow a watch to a warning, you're pretty sure that this is coming and it's going to be impactful.
Well, I think what's going to happen is a heavy lake band will probably set up initially on the north towns to as far north as perhaps Niagara Falls and quickly drop south through the metro area, then eventually south of the city. But all of this is going to happen within about a 4 to 6 hour period. But unfortunately, it's going to be centered right around the evening commute.
When do you feel that lake effect snow band come into the city of Buffalo?
Yeah, right now we look like the heaviest part of the lake effect snow band should focus on the Buffalo metro area sometime between, say, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. this evening. It's going to be a short lived period, but we're likely looking at intense snowfall rates, maybe as much as 2 inches per hour. And we're going to see some pretty strong winds, too, maybe gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. And this will produce near blizzard conditions at times. So all this will make the evening commute extremely difficult.
And then with those strong winds, of course, we've got some cold temperatures. So we must be looking at some very, very severe wind chills as well.
Well, we'll see the arrival of certainly the coldest air of this winter season Thursday and Friday. Highs only in the single digits and teens with low temperatures near zero. But combined with the wind, we're looking at wind chills well below zero, perhaps as cold as 20 below zero at times.
Wow. And then finally, of course, the lake effect snow we've been talking about for the city of Buffalo and areas more to the north. But does this eventually shift south?
We'll see the heavy lake snows move south of the city right around 8, 9 o'clock this evening, and they'll settle across ski country and southern tier tonight through Thursday. The snow will last longer there, so we're looking at local accumulations down there of a foot or more. Strong winds will continue down there, gusting near 40 miles per hour, so near blizzard conditions at times down there as well. So certainly expect very difficult driving conditions across these areas, and that includes a throughway from, say, Hamburg down to the state line.
Tony Ann Sweeney, it sounds like a busy day for all of us, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, Jay, no problem.